For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. It's a pursuit nearly as old as the infamous shipwreck itself. Divers have plunged into the waters off of Nantucket, Massachusetts, to catch a glimpse of the Andrea Doria a day after the ship sank in July 1956. The first dive netted photos for Life magazine. Later, an expedition led to a documentary about the deadly shipwreck, which killed more than 50 people when the Italian luxury liner collided with another ship. For decades, the site became so popular with daring divers that it is known as the Mount Everest of wreck diving. Officials have long warned that it's dangerous to dive to get to the shipwreck site, 240 feet underwater. In the past decades alone, the Coast Guard says 7 people set out to reach the wreck and never returned. Another diver went missing this week and is presumed dead. The Coast Guard said it suspended the search for the missing 64-year-old man Wednesday night and notified his next of kin. The extremely controversial Jade Helm 15 military exercise, which is scheduled to run from July 15th through September 15th in at least 7 states, including hostile Texas, will be entirely off limits to reporters, according to a military spokesman. The Jade Helm exercise, which was originally set to consist of more than 1,200 special operations personnel, has been talked about amongst conspiracy theorists and members of the general public for months now. Due to this public outcry, a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel has announced that the operation will be slimmed down to a mere 200 special op forces and 300 support personnel. An additional 700 personnel will be deployed to Texas in August for 5 days, as reported by the Washington Post. During the exercise, military personnel dressed like civilians will move amongst the populace undetected, according to the documentation already presented. This is Dark Matter News.
Every day, the world rises. But for those with narcolepsy, sleep at night is challenging, and staying awake during the day is sometimes impossible. Narcolepsy affects 3 million people. Terrifying hallucinations can be confused with reality, and laughter can trigger knee buckle or collapse. Do you rise when the world does, or does your body tell you something else? Talk to a sleep specialist for answers. I'm Julie Fligar, and you're not alone with narcolepsy.
Do you suffer from the heartbreak of brain rot, feeling bored, sluggish, listless, not had a new idea in days, using electronic gizmos without a clue why they work? Now there's help. Ham Radio, guaranteed to stimulate your corroding neurons and open a whole new world of excitement. To learn more about Ham Radio, go to helloradio.org.
Side effects of Ham Radio usage include mental stimulation, desire for education, new career paths, understanding of technology, and cases of addiction have been reported. If you experience any of these symptoms, you're welcome.
Ham Radio, it's not your granddaddy's radio anymore.
Those bright spots on Ceres just won't go away, will they? While New Horizons and the dwarf planet Pluto might have been hogging the limelight recently, the Dawn spacecraft deserves its fair share of attention too, and it may be close to solving the mystery of the bright spots on fellow dwarf planet Ceres. Ever since Dawn entered orbit around Ceres earlier this year, scientists have been left baffled by the appearance of bright spots seemingly redirecting sunlight in craters on the surface. Theories of their origin have ranged from ice, exposed by impacts on the surface, to salt flats or even cryovolcanoes. Now, scientists might be closer to solving the mystery by spotting a haze above the group of spots, suggesting their origin is ice. The latest findings were revealed by Christopher Russell, the principal investigator on the mission, at an exploration meeting at NASA's Ames Research Center earlier this week. If confirmed, this could be the first such haze ever found in the asteroid belt and could indicate the presence of ice turning into gas, known as sublimination, on Ceres. The haze was found confined to the Okhotsk crater, which contains the most famous spots on the surface labeled Spot 5. More than a quarter of Ceres' mass is thought to be composed of water, the other three-quarters rock, much more than is thought to be present on asteroids. Whether these spots are made up of water ice, though, or something else entirely, has been up for debate. Now, this discovery of haze lends strong evidence to the ice theory. Dawn is continuing to spiral closer and closer to Ceres as it lowers its orbit, and by August it will be 1,500 kilometers above the surface, compared to less than 4,000 kilometers now. It will also use its infrared spectrometer, which should be able to work out if the spots are made of ice or salt. By August, then, we can expect to have much better understanding of the bright spots. Whatever they turn out to be, the answer is sure to provide a fascinating insight into some of the processes taking place on Ceres. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.